Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's July 25th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 16, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, our friend Gibby is back with a question many of our listeners will find of interest. How did Judas die? There are two accounts in the Bible, and we'd like to know the real story.
You are an inquisitive young man, Gibby, but I believe it is a good question to answer. Judas was not a very lucky man. He made the mistake of hanging around Jerusalem after I was arrested, thinking that, you know, he was perfectly safe. And after the crowd saw me beaten and abused, happened to lay eyes on him again, a group of them took after him and chased him through the city, and finally caught up with him and hung him on the beam between two houses. That is where he died. I know there is a great deal of confusion on this, but one thing that I have always insisted upon being made perfectly clear is Judas never killed himself. He was not that type of person. He would not have committed suicide. He was upset by what had happened to me. He only expected that I was going to be arrested and deported or sent out of the country or something like that, which was often done with minor people that were teaching religious things that the priest didn't like. He didn't really realize, I don't think, that they intended to kill me. That is why he betrayed me so easily. He was disappointed that I was not the warrior messiah, which many other people were disappointed in and led to the stupid book of Revelations. Judas did not commit suicide. He was hung by a mob.
Ew, Nazarene! I will admit Judas was not one of my favorite people, but what an awful way to go. I'm sure it wasn't a quick break your neck hanging.
Yes, Alora. Demetrius says it was what they would call in the Old West a real bond dance. I don't want to know what that means.
Poor guy. We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories from television and the movies. So we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it.
We're back. Linda's busy getting this week Here's Jesus up and running. So I'm going to take this question myself. Over and over again, we get this question from many people. Lord, what do you think of these children piercing their bodies, putting these pins in and all this jewelry, and walking around with all this stuff hanging out of their flesh? Do you think this is appropriate? I do not. The body is God's temple. The body is God's glory. You should not pierce it. You should not paint it. You should not adorn it in any way. Because if you do, you're saying what God gave you isn't good enough, isn't appropriate, and you want something better. You're not satisfied with what God did. You want something that's going to please man more. And this is wrong. You should work to improve what is within, not what is without. A moderate amount of makeup, yes, but not great extremes that these harlots on television, even on the Christian TV networks, use is inappropriate. Some of these women are Jezebel themselves, painted like whores and representing God, and this is a shame above all shames. When women and men make themselves up like this and are not satisfied with what God gives them, this is a shame. And this piercing of the body, this decorating themselves and sticking things in their ears and their nose and their belly buttons and any place else that they can hang something off of, is totally and completely inappropriate. It is not the way of God, and any that do these things are not Christian, no matter how much they say they are. Any person that is caring for a church and has an earring in his ear is not a representative of God. Or dyes his hair or has a transplant.
We'll be back again.